嘿、hey, 大家好，欢迎收听这一期的早安英文。今天呢 Alan 要和我们的美国朋友 TJ 和大家一起来分享一些匪夷所思的实用生存小技巧，大家一定要认真的听哦，没准哪天你就可以用上了。 TJ、In China, many parents want their kids to learn to swim.
Sure.
This kind of skill may save their lives one day, after all. What about you? Can you swim?
Oh yeah. I remember my first swimming experience.
我们今天要来聊游泳，我想问问 TJ 他到底怎么学游泳的，他说他会啊。The little TJ learning to swim, tell us.
Well, I was standing by the water, trying to decide to get in.
他当时站在这个水边，决定是不是要下水了。
My uncle walked past me, pushed me in with his foot and said, sink or swim, kid.
有点像在中国小孩子被教游泳啊，然后他的叔叔就过来一脚把他踢到水里说，哎，你要么就沉下去，要么就学着游起来。很多在中国我听过很多的故事，有一些朋友也是说这个就被爸爸或者说叔叔爷爷谁丢在水里这样子去学游泳啊。
Not as sweet as I expected. It's life. Yeah, well, I actually did swimming lessons when I was a kid in school, too. They also taught us CPR.
CPR.、CPR 呢叫做心脏复苏术。然后他说他在小时候的在学校里呢也学过游泳课，除了被叔叔踢到水里这样子来学游泳之外啊。
That way, if somebody's drowning, I might be able to save them.
如果有人落水了，他是有可能去，我觉得只能说有可能去救他的，因为我以前也学过，但是我现在都忘光了。Then, what other skills so do parents want their kids to know in America?
Well, we need to learn things like building a fire and how to boil salty water to get
fresh
water.
That's crucial.
I mean, at least where I live, you know, a lot of the skills that we wind up acquiring come from just fun things like camping and fishing.
Okay, 我问他还有什么其他的一些技能，美国的家长会希望孩子们学会的吗？他说除了游泳还有像烧水啊，生火啊。我生火， Alan, 我生火特别厉害。I'm good at making fire.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, really good.
Nice.
Expert.
Awesome.
When we make barbecue next time.
Oh, okay. Or if we get lost in the woods.
好，还有一些哪些其他的技能，就是说这个露营，然后支帐篷，钓鱼，他们这都是非常必须的一些技能。今天呢 ,Alan 和我们的美国朋友 TJ 聊的话题是一些生存的小技能，你可能真的能够用得着。如果你希望学习一些生活实用小技能的话，欢迎在微信评论专区和我以及我们的美国朋友 TJ 一起来进行互动。或者你还希望获得更多的英文学习笔记，也欢迎来到我们的公众微信，请微信搜索关注早安英文就可以了。
Yeah, well, we might be able to build fires and boil water and make our little protective shelters, butChances are it's not going to help us much from some of the animals out there.
Okay, 如果我们会烧水会生火的话，那么其实只是基本的技能，你还不能保护自己。 At least we don't live in Australia.
Oh my god, yeah, that place is friggin' crazy.
I've heard that Australia is a dangerous country.
Oh my god, everything in Australia wants you dead.
就是我们都知道澳大利亚是一个好危险的国家，为什么这么说呢？接着往下面我们来聊这样一个话题。在澳大利亚有很多凶残的动物，像这种有毒的蛇、毒蜘蛛、鲨鱼，还有一种非常有毒的这种水母，非常的吓人。如果感兴趣的话，你们可以搜索一下，叫做 box jellyfish。Box 就是盒子 ,B-O-X, box jellyfish. 让我问一下 TJ 看他知不知道。You know, TJ,、do you know there are every dangerous animals from venomous snakes and spiders to deadly sharks and jellyfish in Australia? Do you know that?
Oh yeah.
What about America?
Well, America's got its fair share of dangerous animals as well.We've got the black widow spider that'll kill you, bears, mountain lions, so many. But, keeping smart and knowing what you're doing, that'll keep you safe.
美国也有很多凶残的动物，再说一次，凶残的动物，像这种黑寡妇蜘蛛、熊，还有美洲狮，这些都非常的危险。但是如果你知道如何保护自己的话，可能就会安全很多。So, what should a person do in an encounter with one of these animals?
Well, if a bear wants to eat you, never ever run, even up a tree.
我问他怎么去保护自己，如果你和这些动物发生了一个遭遇战的话，他说如果一个熊要 吃了你的话，千万不要跑，也不要爬上树。
Why? Well, they can run like 60 kilometers an hour and great climbers.
他们跑得很快，而且爬树的能力也非常的强。
Just play dead, and if that doesn't work, go for its eyes.
Okay, that sounds great.
Yeah.
他说你不能跑，但是你可以装死。如果不奏效，他过来拍拍你的头。如果你看过电影的话，知道那熊会过来摸摸你，拍拍你的头，然后敲打你，看你是不是真的死了的话，这个时候你也许逃不过了。他知道你是活着的，去戳他的眼睛。That works.
Oh, well, they say it does. I don't want to find out myself or anything.
他也是听说这个是真的，但是他还没有胆子去试一试啊。What about a mountain lion?
Well, cats suck. I mean, they really do. Look, just don't get caught off guard by a mountain lion. If you see one, try to make yourself look really big and it'll probably run away.
Okay, 他说你一定要正面面对他，这种猫科动物啊，如果他们从背后袭击你，你肯定就完蛋了。如果你看到一个的话，一个猫科动物啊，你就一定要自己假装声势做大一点，装作你的体型很大，这个时候呢，他们有可能会被你吓跑。刚才我们讲到一个词叫做 off guard, 叫做毫无准备的 off guard.
But if it does jumpat you from behind, I mean, you better pray to God it let you go.
听 TJ 的这个口气啊，一方面他可能有一些人生经历，就是说从小生活学会烧水啊，怎么支帐篷啊，钓鱼啊等等这些，但是也许有一些经历呢，他也是间接获得的，比如说看一些真人秀。 Survival programs are really a hit. Even a bomb appear on one. Do you like this?Shows.
Well, the only one that I really like is Survivor Man.
I mean, 他最喜欢的叫做一个 Survival Man, right?
Yeah.
叫做幸存者。
I love that one because that one is as real as it gets.
他说这个他喜欢的原因是因为他是真实的。What about the popular one? That one in China is really popular, Man versus Wild.
Well, no, because even that one's fake. You know, even though he's doing all his own stunts and eating things, he's never...
But it looks cool, right?
It looks cool.But he's never in any actual real danger. Survivor Man is some serious stuff.
他说他不喜欢这个Man vs. Wild 这个的名字，中文名大家都很熟悉，叫做贝爷荒野求生。他说这是一个假的，所以说没有这个幸存者真实。So what makes this one so special?
Well, with Survivor Man, there's no camera crew.
No camera crew.
No, there's nobody. There's just him. And the closest help is miles away.
我说他为什么这么喜欢幸存者呢？他说因为他没有这 crew, 讲的是一个设置的团队啊。他说没有设置的团队，然后你可能离这个有人烟的地方呢，可能有好多英里。
It's just him and his camera equipment.
只有他自己以及这些摄像的设备。
In fact, he canceled the show only after a few seasons because it was just too much on his body. I mean, he couldn't take it anymore.
他有点像这个艾弗森啊，就是非常努力的去打球，他也是一样，非常努力的去做这个节目，但是身上有了很多伤，所以说很多期之后呢，他就不能再做了。He couldn't take it anymore. Okay, so what, in your own opinion, is this most important survival tip that people should know?
Okay, if you get lost in the wild or something, stay where you are.
我问 TJ 说，你觉得最重要的，你希望让我们的听众朋友们知道最重要的求生技能，只说一条是哪一个？他说，如果你在野外迷失了，那么不要乱动。 Shouldn't you try to find your way to the main road or something?
No. After a few days when rescue workers are looking for you, it'll be much easier for them to find you if they spot your car or follow a smoke signal or something.
他说不要乱动，为什么呢？我说你难道不要去找一找水，或者说找一下主路这样子的吗？他说别动，就是当这个营救的人员来找你的时候，如果你待着别动，那么对他们来说是更容易找到你的。他们会可以通过就是说你的车 车，也许如果你是开车的，或者说你的一些烧过火那些烟的 smoke signals， 或者说一些其他的痕迹会更容易找到你。但是如果你乱走的话，他们可能就找不着你了。
Right, create a fire, make a makeshift shelter, and don't ever stray too far from your camp.
他说生个火，然后自己给自己搭建一个临时的住所，就是不要让自己淋雨啊、受冻这样子的，而且不要离你的营地太远了，这是 TJ 给我们的最重要的求生技能。Alright, TJ, if my plane crashed in one day, I wish you will be there with me.
Alright, well, I'll teach you how to survive a plane crash a different day.
我跟 TJ 说，如果开玩笑啊，如果哪一天我飞机失事了，我希望他和我在一起，这样子他就可以把他知道的和学到这些求生技能给用上了，那样子 Alan 是不是安全一点呢？好了，我们今天的节目就到这里。